Hi everyone. In today's foray into Ephesians, we come to perhaps one of the most controversial passages there is in Paul's writings. It's the passage which twice says women should submit to their husbands. Tackling this can be a bit like going into a no man's land or walking through an active minefield where at any moment you could step onto a landmine by making a statement which blows up in your face. I'm a married man and I'm not nearly brave enough to tackle this head on. So I'm going to dance around the minds this morning and use this passage to help us understand some rules or techniques we can use when considering what Scripture says. Rule number one, do not assume that your modern understanding of a word is the meaning the Bible has in mind. It may have, but you cannot assume it. You must always be conscious that if a word can change its meaning and use within our own lifetime, like the word gay has, for example, how much more careful should we be when we're looking at a document written 2,000 years ago? So, for example, here, the word submit in the 21st century carries with it an almost entirely negative understanding. Specifically, that submission implies a stronger party has overpowered a weaker one, and there is some form of duress, and consequently, there's no choice. Yet throughout Ephesians, Paul has been talking about the importance of unity and preferring one another and putting one another first. And he's only just told them they must submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So in this instance, it is at least possible and probably very likely that for Paul, submission is not coerced at all. It is voluntary. Rule number two. We must also remember that the Bible was not written in our modern languages. The Bibles we read are translations from Greek, Hebrew and Aramaic, and in some cases from a Latin translation of the Greek, Hebrew and Aramaic, which will make them translations of translations. Now, just as in translating from one language to another can be problematic, so in many instances translating from the original language may well mean that the words chosen do not convey the whole meaning of the original language. Some versions of our Bible will recognise this and they'll add footnotes which explain or give us alternative understandings. You can mitigate this to some degree by using two or three different translations in your studies and accessing some of the excellent Bible dictionaries, cross-references and word books that are available. Rule number three. Look at the whole passage before drilling down on just one word, phrase or idea. When I was growing up, people would talk about not being able to see the wood for the trees, meaning that when you focus on one small aspect of something, you invariably miss the big picture. To alleviate this in our Bible readings, we must read the whole passage. Often the intention of the writer is revealed in the passage in various places, and look for words like therefore, for, because, and so on, and that will really help us to tease out a meaning of a passage. In this particular passage, a recurring theme helps. Paul does indeed mention submission, but in five times in this passage, he mentions the parallel between the relationship of a husband and wife and that between Christ and the church. In fact, he says in Ephesians 5:32, this is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. You don't get much clearer than that. So this passage isn't primarily about women submitting to men at all. It's speaking about the relationship between Christians, or the church, and their saviour, Christ. Getting all offended and dismissing something the Bible says out of hand, because on the face of it it appears to say something we find distasteful, risks missing the incredible richness and benefit the Bible has to offer us. This week, why not take a passage? Try reading it in two or three different translations. See if you can see some of the different choices translators have made, and by that, gain a greater understanding of the passage.